it may be justified that Scott Morrison needed the extra powers in a pandemic. But why was this all kept as a secret? Why not tell everybody sitting around that cabinet table? And more importantly, why not tell you and me, the voting public? 133-882 is the talkback number. Joining me now is the Director of Legal Rights Program at the Institute of Public Affairs, Morgan Begg. Good afternoon.
Good to be with you, Ollie.
Can you quite believe Scott Morrison would appoint himself as Joint Health Minister, Joint Finance Minister, and then a year later, Joint Resources Minister, all in secret?
It's really quite, it's staggering. It's quite hard to fathom. I think it really confirms a lot of concerns that Australians have, in particular about transparency and accountability of decision-making over the last couple of years. You know, in our system of government, the minister is responsible to the parliament, but the members of parliament can't exactly exercise scrutiny if they don't know who the minister is. So, and this is exactly what has happened. Scott Morrison was acting as a secret minister, and this was behind closed doors without anybody being aware. It is a big problem.
Even his own cabinet ministers were not aware of this in some cases, Morgan. It might be entirely justified, but can you believe he wouldn't even tell the people who were sitting around the cabinet table with him?
No. I've heard some explanations that I think the Governor-General himself said today that this was within normal practice. I myself have never heard of anything like this happening. I'd be staggered if there's a precedent for this.
You made mention before as well, how can the opposition or the Australian people, for that matter, keep a minister accountable if we didn't even know they were responsible or had joint responsibility for a certain portfolio?
Exactly right. Yeah, as I said, it is the role of the parliament to scrutinise the actions of the ministers. But how would they know who to scrutinise if the prime minister's met with the Governor-General behind closed doors to appoint himself as the minister with the act, who is actually exercising power?
And the Governor-General is saying it is consistent with the Constitution, but he's had to obviously swear in a minister without there being a transparent appointment. I mean, this is just really bizarre, Morgan.
Completely bizarre. And it's not just you and I saying that, but these are constitutional scholars and law experts around the country are making the point that this is incredibly bizarre.
Even some of his own, former cabinet colleagues, David Littleproud today as well, saying he had no idea, and the fact that when he would sit around the cabinet table, he thought that he was talking to the minister of the day. I mean, the Keith Pitt example here, Morgan, where Scott Morrison has overruled Keith Pitt as the Joint Resources Minister on a controversial project, yet nobody knew about it now until the 15th of August. It just doesn't quite make any sense.
No, it makes no sense. And also, according to reports, it seems to have been done for completely and blatantly political reasons to shore up support in some seats in some electorates. It's completely irresponsible and completely disgraceful.
Anthony Albanese says he's organised his department and the Solicitor General to look into it. Is that enough?
I think it's a start. I think this is really actually just the tip of the iceberg. So what Australians have witnessed over the last couple of years is Australian government really having no hesitation in casting aside, you know, parliamentary norms and the rule of law in order to seize power and impose unprecedented levels of restrictions on Australians. And we've seen that this has happened without with very little transparency and accountability of the decision-making. So we need definitely an inquiry into what's happened here, but it should be part of a wide-ranging inquiry into state and federal government responses, in particular to COVID, because we must remember that the initial secret appointment was under the umbrella of the federal government COVID response.
And they may be entirely justified, as has been indicated here, Morgan, and the Governor-General say it could be consistent with the Constitution. But overwhelmingly and overall here, there were, and that keyword again, unprecedented times. Rule books were thrown out the window, but we seem to have a level of Australians accepting what was happening without asking too many questions. When this starts to shake out, you wonder what else might have been going on. So this sort of an inquiry, does it have to be independent of Parliament? Would it look to some sort of Royal Commission type powers? What would you be suggesting?
Well, I think given the immensity of the, and I'm speaking with more broadly about the COVID response.
But yes.
I would suggest that given the immensity of the response and how wide-ranging and how it crossed divisions of government, state and federal, that this a Royal Commission would be entirely appropriate. This would be independent. This would have coercive powers to summon witnesses and demand the production of evidence and documents. And I think more and more questions are going to be asked about what has happened in the last couple of years.
Yeah.
And I think Australians are entitled to answers to those questions.
Yeah, and the questions will continue. Morgan Begg, I appreciate your time. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
That's Morgan Begg, the Director of Legal Rights Program at the Institute of Public Affairs. He wants to take it one step further, saying that this was just the tip of the iceberg, that we should perhaps establish some sort of royal commission now into the pandemic, the response by both the state and the federal governments. 133 882, if you'd like to have your say. What do you make of these revelations that the former Prime Minister Scott Morrison gave himself extra ministerial roles during the pandemic and he told nobody effectively about it? And Marcus on the text line says, who cares? No one. Just go and pat yourself and your mate Albo on the back. I think, Marcus, we should care. And I really do think it's important that these questions are answered. The former Prime Minister Scott Morrison won't talk about it. In a statement, he says he hasn't seen what's been said since leaving the job of Prime Minister. He doesn't engage in day-to-day politics. I think he might need to. He's still the member for Cook for the moment. Vincent says, Albo's been away for 2 weeks and hey presto, up this irrelevant issue arises so that your mate Albo can slip back into the country, all while apparently 88% of surveyed Aussies have said the cost of living and inflation are the biggest issues the ALP need to deal with. Now which you've stopped mentioning since Albo became PM. Haven't it all, Vincent? You need to listen a little bit more. But I'll tell you what, this is an important issue. This is a very important issue. When you've got cabinet colleagues of the former Prime Minister Scott Morrison coming out and saying they were not aware of these appointments, then there is something that really requires further investigation. And by the way, PM was in Broome, the new PM. He wasn't out of the country last week and he told everybody he was going. And I think you've got to give him a little bit of credit for that. Because when prime ministers and premiers go on leave, they don't like to tell people. Well, I just think you say I'm going on holiday. Everyone's entitled to a holiday. G'day, Stephen.